Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, they played awesome. Forced some throws, made some plays. Offensively, we got to hold on to the football. Through two, and can't have that. But gritted it out. That was a team win right there.
You had some guys miss it today. You had guys that haven't really played much running fast batters for you. So what does it say that you guys were able to get this thing done with a depleted lineup?
Yeah, I mean, again, guys stepping up, knowing their job, knowing their assignment, and going out there and executing. Can be cleaner. That's me. Again, just making sure we're communicating well and just trying to hold on to the football and we got to play better on offense.
How big was that drive at the end to put it away? Because, I mean, it was still a game.
That was awesome. And we always talk about ending the game on our terms and having the ball. I don't know if there's probably 7-8 minutes left. I'm not really quite sure. But going down there and getting six the way we did it, it was a long, grueling drive and got a lot of guys that just gritted it out. And guys are hurt, playing through injuries. So I'm proud of our guys.
8-2 now, best start of your career, best start under Coach McDermott, best start for the Bills since 1993. After all the talk this offseason, what's the feeling being at this point at 8-2?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome to get the 8 wins through 10 games. Still got a lot of season left, so we're not really looking at it as that. It's just really on to the next one.
Two passes, 44 to Hollins, end of first half. When you're scrambling, what did you see him?
Saw him late, saw a linebacker kind of underneath him, put one in the air for a little bit. He said that window, the sun was kind of peeking through, so he couldn't really see it. So I'm just glad that he was able to secure it. Got out of bounds, and getting points before half was really big for us. Very proud of our guys for that two-minute drill.
The slip screen to come, secure the guy 30. When you watch him.
Yeah, was the biggest. I went up to him and said, that's the biggest play of the game. 3rd and 8, we understood what type of pressure that they were going to bring there. Had an alert on it. We saw it. We alerted it, and guys went out there and made some plays. But, again, his contact balance running through would-be tacklers and staying on his feet, he's very elite at that, and we needed that right there.
You were without Kincaid for some of the game, and obviously the receivers. Did you have to manage frustration, or did you have to be more patient today because guys just hadn't been out there as much?
No, just trusting the play calls, trusting the guys that were in there, and just trying to run our offense to the best of my ability. And, again, I don't feel like I did that today. Wish I had a couple throws back, especially early on, but we'll take 8-2.
We were up in the press box. We were wondering a little bit why you guys weren't running the ball a little bit more, given the receiver situation. It felt like a game where you could have got James and Ray. What you guys were insistent on passing the ball. Can you maybe explain a little bit of that?
I just think just understanding what type of defense they played. They got a pretty good defensive line. We'd love to run it and get a bunch of yards, and we'd love to throw it and get a bunch of yards. So it's just kind of the flow of the game and just trusting what Joe's calling.
Hey Josh, you obviously are aware of what's next week. 9-0 Kansas City. So you guys, what kind of measuring stick will that be for where you guys are at?
It'll be week 11. We're just going to try to put our best foot forward, have a good week of practice, and try to win a football game against a really good football team. It's the biggest one because it's the next one. Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.